This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry. Agriculture Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Farm Progress Tech Forum. When the American Farm Bureau gets together for its annual meeting in January, they'll be celebrating their 100th convention of the AFBF. I'll talk about the roots of Farm Bureau coming up. Producers, if you want to improve your precision ag skills, if you want to get more out of the data that is available from your fields, the Farm Progress Tech Forum coming up at the end of the month affords a superb opportunity to do just that. It is November 27th and 28th at Iowa City, Iowa, where you can learn and be inspired with the conference sessions and the workshops taught by precision ag industry leaders and university educators. And this is cool. They've got a hands-on learning demo area where you'll be able to learn to use some of the latest precision ag equipment and be guided by the top ag industry technology experts. November 27th and 28th, Marriott Conference Center, Iowa City, Iowa. Here's the website to get the information. FarmProgressTechForum.com. You can register there, too, at the FarmProgressTechForum.com. It was in Brome County, New York, where the first county farm bureau came to pass, and there were various other efforts to form farm bureau in Missouri and North Dakota, Vermont, Minnesota, West Virginia, Illinois. The local farm bureaus served as the organizational network needed to further extension education efforts of the local county agents. And during a meeting back in 1916 of state county agent leaders, the designation County Farm Bureau was formally adopted. County Farm Bureaus throughout the nation started forming their own independent organizations, similar to the one that had started in New York. And then there was the newly formed American Farm Bureau Federation that came along. Right at about the end of World War I, the American Farm Bureau formed offices in Chicago and Washington, D.C. The new Farm Bureau president, James Howard, proclaimed that, quote, "What's good for farmers is good for America." And Mr. Howard outlined three remedies for the nation's farm problems: longer-term credit to carry crops through orderly marketing, tariffs to protect against competing imported farm crops, and the general cooperative marketing plan outlined by Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau's strong emergence on the national scene combined with the newfound clout of the agricultural bloc to produce dramatic results. And there were conferences held in Washington with the creation in Congress of what they called agricultural blocs. The blocs survived despite congressional leadership efforts to derail them. And there were various legislative successes that included an increased supply of federal farm loan bonds and the establishment of the federal farm loan system and the promise of $100 million for highway construction in rural areas. I'll be back after this.